Yes, he was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life?
Is
life good?
What
about your bodies? Are they well?
Yes, he was well.
Praise Jesus.
Take
the faith which is in the word of God.
When you will
know the truth, it will set you free.
Tugenda kuba tweyongere mu kumanya amazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
We move to know the truth of the word of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi wafu wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Muli nyali ya mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebali kwewaayo.
Thank you for committing yourself.
Okwongera. Okumanya n'okutegeera Katonda.
Continue to know and to understand God.
Kubanga tujjukira nga yatugamba.
Remember he told us.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
He loves all people to get saved.
N'okutuukira ddala okumanya amazima gonna.
Reaching into knowing all truth.
Yes, we have Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Wali mazima malala.
There is no any other truth.
Okujjako ekigambo kya Katonda.
Except the word of God.
Yes, we have Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwe yayita n'abakulabisibwa mu mubiri.
But before he appeared in the body.
Nga mu Yokaana 14.
Like in John 1:14.
The
word closed the flesh.
And
we saw him on this world.
And
he appeared as the Son of God.
In
the glory decided to appear with.
But
before he appeared to us,
he decided to
come in the scroll by which was written about. According to Hebrews 10 from verses 6.
So yajja bwato musingo gw'ekitabo.
Thus he came within the scroll.
Okusooka nga tanaba kujja mbuli wotu mulabe.
Before he physically came that we may see him.
Ate oyo gwe tumanye nti ye mazima.
And he is the one we know as truth.
Nga mu Yokaana 14:6.
Like in John 14:6.
Nga bwe twawulira ndi kuba obulamu n'amazima.
Like we heard is the way, the truth and the life.
So kumanya amazima gonna.
Now to know all truth.
Kumanya omuzingo gw'ekitabo guno gwamuwandikibwa.
Know the scroll by which was written about.
Kubanga ayogera ne mu Yokaana 5:39.
We speak in John 6:39.
Ditunoonya byawandikibwa.
John 5:31 that we seek in scriptures.
Nga tulowooza mwe muli obulamu.
Hoping in them there is eternal life.
Naye nga byandikwa byogera ku bibi.
But all scriptures speak of him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So twagala kweyongerayo kumanya amazima.
We want to move on to knowing truth.
Okulokoka n'okumanyira ddala amazima gonna.
To be saved and to know the all truth.
Olwaleero tweyongerayo okukomekkereza emu eby'ekumi n'ebiweebwayo.
Then we move on to winding up the tithes and the offerings.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Tuzze tulaba emu eby'ekumi n'ebiweebwayo.
We've been seeing the tithes and the offerings.
Ebyaggibwawo n'ebyasigalawo.
The ones which are removed and the ones which remain.
Naye emu ebyo ebyasigalawo.
But in the ones which remain.
Tulaba omugaso gw'okuweebwayo kwabyo.
We see the benefit of why they are given.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Eranga. Abantu basatu baganyulwa mu nsonga.
And three people benefit from that issue.
Mu kanisa ya Katonda.
In the church of God.
Katonda mwenyini.
God himself.
Afunamu.
He benefits out of it.
Wae kimwe chekumi na chiwe bwae chikenkana akana.
And the offering which is balanced.
Yes, he was given.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba ye mu nyumba ye mulemo okubula mu ekyo kuli.
Say that in his house that may not lack food.
Yes, he was given.
Praise Jesus.
Ate mu kasera ke kamu.
And the same moment.
Enyumba yeye fe.
His house it's we ourselves.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So netwekanga tena finga tufuna munga nyumba.
And we found ourselves that we benefit so much.
Yate na mara na nenyo omulabe sitani.
Yet rebukes the enemy the devil.
Abadayo no name ni mujoyo ya wadeyo.
Who's been devouring the works of the ones we've been offering.
Atena mara na kugabira no mukisha.
And after he blesses you with the blessing you lack no space to put it.
So twesingana nga fena mu kimwe kya 10 n'ekiwebwa ekiramba.
All of us find ourselves giving the tithe and the full offerings.
Funam.
We benefit out of it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Katonda ya funam.
God benefits from it.
Now kanisa yo funam.
You too, his church, you benefit from it.
Nawe ngachi nomwe kanisa wadde yo funam.
Even as an individual church was offered, you benefit.
Manyiye kuisa agamba bwoye Muganda we.
But Christ said when you give out your brethren,
Obomuwadde.
You've given him.
So tuwaayo nebigabibwa nga buli omu obwetaavu
buli. When we give and they are given each as the need is,
tubeera n'obukakafu nti Katonda
aweereddwa. We have an assurance that God has been given.
Yes, he was
given. Praise Jesus.
Naye singa abantu bano tebafuna bwetaavu bwabwe.
If these people don't get each as the need is,
Katonda aba tafunyeemu.
God has not profited neither benefited from it.
Kubanga ye bw'oliisa muganda we.
For he when you feed your brother,
bw'onywesa ye,
when you make them drink,
bw'omwambaza,
when you clothe them, God is benefiting from that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
once we've been seeing the tithes and the offerings, and we saw the reason why we offer, and we saw the pledge, and what comes from pledging.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to move on again.
Thanksgiving
and the free will offerings. What importance, what you benefit from them? We started them, but it's the moment you realize the reality. When you give them out, how do you benefit from that?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, according to Acts, Acts chapter 4,
he speaks
of this, of all offerings which remain to be offered.
Bikuru abatume esule yokuna olunyeyo rasatumenya.
Acts 4 from verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mubbo eyetaganga. Kubanga bonna abalina ensuku oba ennyumba bazitundanga ne baleta omuwendo gwazo ezatundibwanga. Ne baguteka ku bigere by'abatume. Nebagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaaganga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bwe baali baleeta ebyokuwaayo mu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo.
As they brought the offerings of the tithe and the offering.
Omwonno nga mulimu obweyamo
obweyamanga. And that involved pledgings.
Okwebaza.
The thanksgiving.
Awamu n'okuwaayo kwa
kyeyagalire. Together with the free will.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Babiwangayo nebikola omulimu gwe gumu omulungi.
Give them and they did a very great job.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Buli omu n'ayambibwa ng'obwetavuwe bwabeera.
Each was helped as their need was.
Era mu biro ebyo.
And in those days,
ekkanisa teyabeerako n'abantu baavu.
Church never had people who were poor.
Kubanga abajjanga nga baavu baagaggawalanga.
But they who came poor, they got rich.
Mu kutegeera.
In understanding.
Ne mu bwetaavu bw'omunsi muno.
And in the needs of the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bikuru abatume esule eyokuna onyubasa tuma mukaga.
Acts 4 verse 36.
Ne Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Balunabba okutegeezebwa kwalyo nti mwana wa ssanyu omuleevi eyazaalirwa e Kupulo yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume.
Even the apostles themselves, when they had much, the riches said that as after all we have even in heaven, let's share with the brethren. You know to feel your brethren in Christ Jesus and they are really your brethren. It's been lacking still within us. And we just speak about it. They are brethren in Christ Jesus. But to see that they are well, we don't have that mindset now. That's why there are others who are so rich and others are poor.
But
after they claim they are in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And they begin as they pray the prayers. The grace of our Lord Jesus. And the love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all. And to all brethren. But we don't fulfill that.
If you
want the grace of the Lord to be upon all, then manifest and show it. You are supposed to manifest and show it. When you have mercy on the one who is needy and you help them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The love of God. Now, how will God show it if you don't show it?
So
God expects you to show His love. He wants all people to be saved and to
preach
in knowing all truth. He wants people to get 100 in heaven, even on the world to get.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. How have you begun to show that it manifest among us? The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, how is it standing?
If
you cannot show unity in what you're having,
the
little you have,
and
to help and share with the brethren, how can you say there is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
praise Jesus. We share on what? We are one in what issue? In proof, we are in the house of God. Like Ephesians 2:19 tells us.
Then we know we are babu mnyumba yokuwa
must help ourselves and people in those households to be well.
Kubanga abantu abali mayumba agomusi.
People in the physical houses of the world. They gather and help each other.
Mukuru asoma na atuka na wira ne
batoto. The elder finishes studies and they pay tuition for their juniors. You are the elder in the church, you are the pastor. Reached and gotten everything you need, why don't you lift your brethren?
In the
house of God, we are in the households. If
you're
in the physical family and your brethren don't mind of helping you, then it shows you're not worthy to be in that family. When you come in the family of God, some brethren got so rich and others are poor. And
we
began to discover that brotherhood had not spread well yet in us. Bible shows that they were gotten much, let them help the others lacking.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Even
you who is given, try to see that you rise up.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Prosper ourselves
in wisdom and understanding God.
It's
the way we prosper ourselves in all our needs.
So,
as we move on seeing the offerings,
Here
we see what is important is the thanksgiving. And thanksgiving, how does it appear? Was it spoken words and it's done? Or you can get something physical and you thank God. Remember things you bring to give thanks. They too move on to lift your brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This you must know, for you in turn you'll be helped with the same. God may not get money from the basket to give you, for you've been still having money to move on. And the girls and ladies touches the ones down. And he sends angels in your work, in whatever you lay your hands on, and you are given a favor.
Yes,
you are. Praise Jesus.
So to get a
move on faith, how thanksgiving appears. What benefit are you to expect after giving thanks? Many times we've done many things. Our thanksgiving has not appeared.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
We're
going to see what thanksgiving adds on your life. In the spiritual and the physical. What are you added on?
Then we
shall end up with a free will offering. What does it do? And today you feel let me give. Brother who said they need this and this, let me take it to pastor. That it helps them.
Why you
give freely? No one is forcing you on that. But you have to think it over yourself.
Yes, we
are. Praise Jesus. Thanksgiving God commanded
it.
But free will offering, you left it hanging, it's upon you. But it has much importance. When he begins with thanksgiving, he speaks like this. Psalms 15.
Zaburi ya 50.
Zaburi ya 5.
Psalms 50.
Olunyiri. Olwabiri mwesha.
Verse 23.
Zaburi ya 5.
Atandika 22.
Zaburi ya 5 olunyiri olwabiri mwebiri.
Psalms 50 verse 22.
Kale mulowoze kino mwabera bira Katonda. Nemo kubatagula tagula okubula wali bawonya. Buli ambasadaka yokwebaza ngulumiza.
Bwowaayo sadaka yokwebaza.
When you give a thanksgiving offering,
ebirimu kwebyo bigulumiza Katonda.
One of the things which glorify God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Usobola okugulumiza Katonda nga tokimanyi nti omugulumiza.
You can glorify God without realizing you're glorifying him.
Omanyona kuri mtu wayo tuli wanene.
One day we were here.
Nga tuli mu service bwali bwa Sunday.
As we were in the service on Sunday. And there came a girl who was only one day for her. And she knelt down, she said, I thank God for bringing me in this place. But that day the Holy Spirit challenged us. Because she had not even known much. And she had not heard much as you're hearing. And she had nothing like much knowledge.
But
she felt God had done good to bring her. And she knelt down, she thanked God. And she went back, she sat down. I thought
the
Holy Spirit at that moment, what he did to us. He showed us that we've never thanked. But she knelt down. I thank God.
Just
one day, not even a full day. Just a few hours here. But she saw that God had redeemed her. And she had saved her many problems.
But
you already got saved from numerous problems. But many times, thanksgiving word is very far from us. We are healed, we are redeemed. Many times we've not glorified God. I've been singing, I glorify him through songs. Even the one who gives the open thanksgiving,
he
move on to glorify God.
We
sing songs to praise him, they glorify him. And you say you give a thanksgiving offering that you glorify me more. And when someone is glorified, you know what they do in turn. You know when a rich man gives you something small, you thank him. And they enter in, bring a box of money. And they say, even this ticket. You know God. When you thank him,
comes back,
lifts a package which is another and he brings for you.
Have
you ever seen an old woman bring you a food in the morning? And you thank him, as you thank them, they go in, bring more food. Now the ways of God, things of thanksgiving is like that. You've already glorified him. What he does, he gets so happy. And he goes bring others to add you. If he had begun to heal you, when you thank him, he says, now totally get healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But thanksgiving is good. When we join on unto clearing our ways. Let's finish this verse.
Zaburi eyatano olunyola biri mwesatu. Buli ampasadake yokuweba zangulumiza. Na ya longo sovulunji okubolie. Ndi mlago vlokozi buwa katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
good to give him thanksgiving.
And
to continue to clean our ways. To take them the ways of God. The ways of God are seven. The way of wisdom. The way of understanding God. I speak like this. The way of God are seven. It's the way of the spirit of wisdom of God. The way of the spirit of understanding of God. The way of the spirit of counsel of God. The way of the spirit of power of God.
Then
the way of the spirit of knowledge of God. The way of the spirit of fear of God. All these ones. They are the six ways which get into the way of the Spirit of the Lord. That you may meet God on the crossroads. For he says, stands within the crossroads. Where the ways meet. Where the roads meet is where he stands. Not on the physical roads, but the crossroads there. If you come in wisdom, you meet Lord. If you come in understanding, still you meet him. In the way of counsel, you meet him. In the way of his power, you meet him. In the way of knowledge of God, of the fear of God. That is the lampstand you see there. And the word is the one down there. When you pass in the other ways, you meet him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But no one passes through the direct spirit way of the Spirit of the Lord and meets God. He told you first pass through the ways. Enter through different ways. And I will reach you the Father. And on the Son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now let's clear our ways. Get from our own ways ourselves. And we move in the ways of God. For our ways are not good. What I can tell you on thanks,
we're
going to glorify God.
Maybe sing
all songs, but you may not
speak
to the people. I thank God.
Or
you bring even a thanksgiving offering. Like he said in Mark chapter 1. Verse 40 down.
Mako esule soka olunyirio lwana.
Mark chapter 1, verse 40.
Omugenge na jajali. Ngamwega idira. Ngamfuka amirira. Ngamugamba anti. Boya galo inzo kunongosa. Namsasira. Nagolola omukono gwe, namukwatako, namugamba nti njagala, longoka. Amangu ago ebigenge bye ne bimuwonako n'alongoka. Namukutira nnyo, amangu ago namusindika, namugamba nti laba, tobulirako muntu, naye genda weyoleke eri kabona, oweyola okulongoka kwo. Musa bye yalagira okuba omujulirwa gye bali.
Nti owaye ebyaki?
This one was healed. But Jesus told him, what are you going to give to thank? It's going to work as a testimony that you're pleased of God. Maybe you speak in word. But Bible shows when you get something and offer it, you've put there a witness. Even though you move and go, it remains witness. Give the thanks, it's here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you give it be a witness, it will be a witness between you and unto God. Who proves you got healed? Who proves that you're pleased of what God did for you?
Marko esule soka olunyiriri tulikuluana munya.
Mark 1 verse 44.
Namgamba antiraba tobulira kwa muntu. Naye genda weyolekeri kabona oweyo ekyokulongoka kwo Musa bye yalagira okuba omujulirwa gye bali. Naye n'afuluma n'asooka okukibuulira ennyo n'okubunya ekigambo.
Yayogeranga mu bigambo mbuliwo.
He spoke physically in words.
Nawonyezeddwa.
I got healed friends.
Nawonyezeddwa bannange.
I got healed friends.
N'ate ekyeri kyewuunyisa ekyenjawulo.
Another surprising thing. N'agenda
yeebaza mu bigambo n'okuwa obujulizi.
Give thanks and give you the testimony.
Ati yakwata ekiweebwayo Yosefu n'akyongera.
Got an offering added on it.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very well.
Mako esule soka onyolwana mwetano.
Mark chapter 1 verse 45.
Naye n'afuluma n'asooka okukibuulira ennyo n'okubunya ekigambo n'okuyinza n'atayinza Yesu okuyingira nate mu kibuga mu lwatu. Naye yali bweru mu malungu ne bajja gy'ali nga bava wonna wonna.
Olw'ekiga yagenda yayogera n'awonyezeddwa Katonda.
I got healed of God. Let's go to Luke 5 verse 12.
Luka esula ya kutano onyeirwa kuminabili.
Luke 5 verses 12.
Aulatu kabo yalimu chibuga chimu mwebio. Lava, waliwa munte yali ajude bigenge. Oyobe yalala Yesu. Na avu na mama soge na mwega ilira. Ngagamba anti mkama wange. Boya galo inzo kunongosa. Nagolola omukono gwe namukomako. Ngagamba nti njagala longoka. Amangu ago ebigenge bye ne bimuwonako. Ye namukutira obutabuulira ko muntu. Naye agende yeerage eri kabona. Naye genda weerage eri kabona. Oweyo ekyokulongoka kwo. Nga Musa bwe yalagira okuba omujulirwa gye bali. Naye ebigambo bye ne byeyongera ng'obweyongeza okubuna. Ebibiina bingi ne bikungaana okuwulira n'okuwonyezebwa endwadde zaabwe. Na yeye ne yeyawula n'agenda mu malungu n'asaba. Awo olwatuuka ku lunaku lumu mwezo yali ng'ayigiriza. N'Abafalisaayo n'abayigiriza b'amateeka baali batudde awo, abaali bavudde mu buli kibuga eky'e Galilaaya ne Yudeya ne Yerusaalemi. N'amaanyi ga Mukama gaali naye okuwonya. Laba abantu ne baleetera omuntu ku kitanda eyali akozimbye, ne basala amagezi okumuyingiza n'okumuteeka mu maaso ge. Bwe batalaba wa kumuyingiza olw'ekibiina, ne balinnya waggulu ku nju, ne bayimusa mu matoffaali, ne bamusiza ku kitanda kye wakati mu maaso ga Yesu. Awo bwe yalaba okukkiriza kwabwe, n'agamba nti omuntu ebibi byo bikujjiddwako. Abawandiisi n'Abafalisaayo ne batanula okuwakana nga bagamba nti ani ono ayogera eby'okuvvoola.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yali asonyiwa abantu ebibi.
He was forgiving sins to people.
Omanyi oyinza okuba olina ekirwadde
ekitawaanyi. Have a sickness troubling you.
Naye nga ggwe tomanyi kiva ku bibi byo.
But you don't know it comes from the sins.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But ye nagamba, he
said that these want to be forgiven, to be healed, let them be forgiven of their sins. Now you may be there and you got healed. Don't know the great thing which God did. That he forgave you of your sins. And you got healed after.
See
how you failed to give thanks. And you think I just got healed.
Yet
God has a bigger thing it is behind you don't know. That you had your sins.
It,
what had put that sickness on you? That poverty. That failure.
And
how long you fought with something you don't know. You think the devil hinders you to prosper. But it is sin.
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
He said, I've forgiven him sins.
And
God even healed. Sins have been causing this to me. People have moved to bind demons. They have brought poverty on me. But friends, sometimes
not
demons troubling you. Sometimes are your sins. Now God,
you
can deliver you. But after he's first forgiven you of sin. But you never realized that. And you think he just
healed you.
And you say God healed
me.
But you've not thanked him for forgiving you of sins.
Mm-hmm.
As you look for the lepers who are 10. Look for that scripture and give it to us. The 10 lepers.
Luka esule yokutano. Olunya lwekumi n'omwenda.
Luke 5 verse 19.
Bwe batalaba bamuyingiriza olw'ekibiina, ne balinnya waggulu ku nju, ne bayimusa mu matoffaali ne bamusiza ku kitanda kye wakati mu maaso ga Yesu. Awo bwe yalaba okukkiriza kwabwe, n'agamba nti omuntu, ebibyo bikujjiddwako. Abawandiisi n'Abafalisaayo ne batanula okuwakana nga bagambagana nti ani ono ayogera eby'okuvvoola, ani ayinza okuggyako ebibi wabula Katonda yekka. Naye Yesu bwe yategeera okuwakana kwabwe, n'addamu n'abagamba nti muwakana ki mu mitima gyammwe? Ekyangu kiriwa okugamba nti ebibyo bikujjiddwako oba okugamba nti golokoka otambule.
Ekisinga mu byonna kye kiriwa.
What is better in all is what?
Mugamba golokoka atambule.
You tell them arise and walk.
Ng'ayina ebibi byabisigaze.
Have their sins remain with them.
Obasooke musonyiwe ebibi.
Or you first forgive them of sins.
Kubanga abakumuwonya.
Or if you had healed this man.
Ng'ayina ebibi.
And he still had his sins.
Yandizemu n'alwala.
You would have gotten sick again.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, he knows, so
he had to first forgive him of sins.
Then he
and after he tells him to walk and go.
Many times
we have been healed of a sickness. Or from any problem.
God
first forgive you of sins and your disturbing you. And sometimes never show thanks, neither being appreciated. For you've seen one which has been done. But God has done another measure which you don't know. He may heal you and he tells you to walk and go. But you are meant to be a captive of hell for the sin you've been having.
Luka esura ya kutano olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Luke 5 verse 24.
Naye mutegerengo mwana w'omuntu alina obuyinza ku nsi okujjako ebibi. N'agamba oyo eyali akonzimbye. Nkugamba nti imuka osule kitanda kyo oddeyo mu nyumba yo.
You hear
what happened?
He
first forgave him of sin and he told him to move and go. Walk and go. Imagine if he just healed him and he left him with his sins. Many times it happens on us. And God first forgives us of sin and after he heals us. Some people say, how come God is taking long to heal me of this sickness? But you've forgotten there's a reason bringing it behind it. You have to first pray God that he does and works on it.
God,
first forgive me of sins and have mercy on me upon this. Some people, poverty, sicknesses insist on them. For when God just heals them, he just forgives them of sins. Many times they don't thank God as it's required of them.
They just come
say, God, I thank you, healed me of this. But they don't say, God, I thank you, I had some things I was with.
Within,
which brought the sickness to remain on me.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Because we had no other revelation.
We
fought with things that people never got healed. It's
serious
attack all the time. You are in the cycle of evil sins you don't know of. But you claim one thing, God, heal me, heal me. Many times behind he sees something major there.
And
when he will just heal you, will not thank him for that. When he just takes off sins and not realized it, and you've not been revealed of it, you may even repeat it and fail to thank God.
Luka esule yokutano olunyiriri olwabiri mu tano.
Luke 5 verse 25.
Amangu agonayi mukama maso gaabwe. Nasitula ekyo kye yali agalamiddeko, n'agenda ewuwe ng'agulumiza Katonda. Okuwunikira ne kubakwata bonna, ne bamugulumiza Katonda, ne batya nnyo nga bagamba nti, tulabye eky'ekitalo leero. Awo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, n'avaayo n'alaba omuwooza erinnya lye Leevi. Ngatudde ku mwoleso namugamba nti yita nange.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eyabagenge mugirabye. Abagenge omwenda.
Luka 17.
Okay.
Luke 17. 11.
Luka 17:11.
Luka esula ya 17 olunyolwe 11.
Luke 17:11.
Awo olwatuuka bwe bali mu kkubo nga bagenda e Yerusalemu. Yali ng'ayita wakati wa Samaliya ne Galilaya. Awo we baayingira mu mbuga emu ne bamusisinkana abantu 10 abagenge abayimirira ewala. Ne boogerera waggulu nga bagamba nti, Yesu, Mukama waffe, otusaasire. Bwe yabalaba n'abagamba nti, mugende mweraga eri kabona. Awo olwatuuka bwe baali nga bagenda ne balongoosebwa.
Uliriza.
Listen.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Akati mutanule mugende mweraga eri bakabona mwebaze.
Go present yourself to the priest and father.
Tebanna bano nakuwona.
They have not yet gotten healed.
Oba otegedde.
I don't even understand. Bible
yagamba nti we baali bagenda ne balyoka batandika okuwona.
They were on the way going, they got healed along the way.
Laba gwe bagamba kati owonye genda.
Look at how they tell you are healed, go.
N'ogamba.
I've not seen the healing yet. test your faith, how it is standing. The people heals in phases. That they ask, how do you see now? He was praying for him to get sight.
I see.
People are like shadows. And he prayed for him the second time. How do you see them now? They are like trees now. And now the third time, how do you see them? They are human beings now. I see them very clearly. Why did God pass through those levels? They had that faith, and it was little, and God had raised it. The faith of the word. When did the first one say, God can heal me now? The second
one,
I see the trees now, we heal Israel. They will get healed in those levels. Thank God to help you of lifting your faith.
And begin to complain,
Lord, why do you heal me in feathers? But he has helped you so much. You are not even worthy to be healed. For your faith has been very small. But he says, let me heal them in faith. As they raise their faith in the word.
Because,
Lord, what is wrong with me? Every time they pray for me. I think you've seen our appearance. One of the things which made God's miracle disappear. Having false prophets and false apostles.
They
began to ask for your monies in cash.
And
go. If you don't come for fast, you go. As long as you've already left money behind. But he goes. Because he doesn't want money or offering to pray for you.
He wants
to leave you with freedom of understanding.
And
thanksgiving to come right from you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And it's not by
forcing that they have priced the healing for you this amount of money.
God
doesn't price his healings that is for this amount. He says, go and give us the commanded. Now, look in yourself and see what you can offer. These we are told, go and give thanks. They have not even gotten yet healed.
And
if he says, let's go and give thanks. As they turn to God, they got healed. God can prepare your healing. And
it's
10 seconds from after he's spoken. Or
it's
5 minutes after he's spoken. But right there. The faith in that moment.
No,
thank you.
Luka esula ya 10 na 7 onyole 15.
Luke 17 verse 15.
Awomu kubo bo yalaba ngawonye nakomawo natendereza katona ne dozi deni.
Mbwe omu yalaba ngatuse.
One of them when he saw he had gotten healed.
Nga anze kanzire.
He said, let me go back to this man.
Neba zemukam.
I thank this God.
Tendereze nyimbe
nyi. Praise and I speak tongues and I give thanksgiving.
Abaromwe ndabo bakomawo.
The nine never appeared back. Thanksgiving has what importance.
Yeah,
some of the things which have been far from you.
And
the other churches, they forced them over us. Thank and they lift all things, they go eat them out.
There's no helping,
there's no progress in others.
They
never knew us offerings to help others. Some of you, as the year is going to end up,
you
bought all the old property out of your house. You bring your beds. You are carrying them. The refrigerators, the mattresses, the clothing.
And the
pastors make hardware shops out of your
things.
The shops. second hand clothing and property. Yet people in those churches without beds and mattresses to sleep on.
Like if someone makes a shop of
cold drinks, how they make money from that?
But
they took them to their shops.
And
when you go to Kawala, there are a lot of shops selling second-hand. Natete site and all those places. Most of those shops of second-hand properties are of pastors. Now you took all your properties that you're
talking
about. We are thanking God, but when does God profit out of
it?
Anytime you help your brethren, you feed the hungry. Anytime you clothe that your brethren. It is not say go clothe the one in the world. Judgment begins from the house. People in the church, how they are standing. You know fake corn pastors. They go out in the prisons. And they capture them on cameras that are going to help. On the streets. In the street of the church inside. And they are begging every time, help me. And they are cleaning the floors of the church and the toilets there. But when they claim to go help people outside, it's once as he stand in the congregation, God has told me to give you 200,000 and they capture him on camera, give it.
Remember.
But you go there when the camera is not capturing him to see where they will give you. There he knows the world is seeing him. But he too refuses to be seen by God.
Luka esula ya kumi na msanvu, olunyiriri olwa kumi na mkaga.
Luke 17 verse 16.
Na avunama wali ebigere bye nga mwebaza. Eroyo yali musamaria. Yesu na damu na agamba nti ekumi bonna tebalongosebwa.
Bali tebawonye.
The others have not gotten healed.
Ngabalala tebakomye.
How comes it not come back?
Naye bali omwenda bali ruddawa.
Namubuza tebanno
bali. Asked him, where are the nine?
Borwa ona bagwa
bwe. When they got healed, they just moved on.
Gumbe bali bakyabula.
Yet is
nga kunguru balongosebwa naye nga munda Yesu aina.
Physically they got healed, but in them Jesus had left some sickness in them. To see where they will come to give thanks. Down there he speaks how.
Luke 17
verse
18. Tebalabise amakomawo okutendereza Katonda.
They have
not come to praise God.
Remember
he said the one who gives thanksgiving praises and glorifies God. People were close to places where God is. People were in a house where the prophet comes from. Though he does wonders, they are used to them. That is normal things. He does things always like that. And those people, you get problems always. There are people who are always sick and are sorry, and others even die.
But
they have neared the word of God and they are not cleansed.
Six
of them in 1 Corinthians 11. Some of them are sick, others are weak. And they commune on the word of God, yet they are not cleansed. People who are close on the source of something, usually they don't thank. The nine were of Jerusalem. There was one who came from Samaria. Now the Samaritan said, but let me go and thank God. The one of Jerusalem said, we know this one always heals. That is our pastor, he heals us.
Pastor
doesn't heal for
you.
Don't you think it is required of you to thank God? Maybe now you've got much wisdom and understanding. Every day you move with that minister.
I want you to
thank.
Every time
you say, Apostle, you've revealed us. Is it me revealing? When do you thank God?
Really,
you've made us wise. Tell me mine, but did you tell God?
Amen.
Yes,
praise God. You tell me mine. But the one of God, how is it standing?
Luke 17 verse
19.
Namugamba nti imuka ogende. Okukiriza kukuwonyeza.
Namugamba agenda one okukiriza kukuwonyeza.
Oh, your faith has healed you.
Orwayo gireno.
As he spoke that.
Badi ne baddamu ne balwala.
The others got sick.
Ono ye yawona
ye. He's the only one who got healed. Imagine what
was
as they are praising, we are healed. They saw the leprosy is back. And they say, my God, where has it come back again?
Yeah,
when he healed them, he healed on the body at all.
We
never healed the inside.
That
he first sees, they see their will on the body. Yet the worm is still in them.
It
will work again.
This
one told him, go and be well. And he went to totally got healed. Just thanksgiving.
Many of us
pray we get sick again. You can live the tomorrow in the cycle, you continue that cycle. All these, let's proper them, brethren.
We are
not going to be like that in salvation. The real salvation.
We
have to be healed, totally get healed.
Luke 17
verse
20. Nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujjaddi. N'abaddamu n'agamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujja nga bweyolese. So tebali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali. Kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli munda yammwe.
N'abagamba buli wano
obwakabaka.
Iwa mugamba buli wa.
Tuli
tulowooza kibuga kigenda kujja.
The city is going to be coming.
Matthew 12:28.
Yabagamba. He told them. If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has already come. It's going to come like a city. You know we are seated here. But some of them people are asking, when do we see the Spirit? Apostle tells us it comes with power. How because we are so shaken ourselves that we begin to thank God for that. He is in the midst and is working.
Amen.
Working, look at yourself, see if you're working. Now you wanted
when the
miracles to begin when you fail to thank even the little you have gotten. Praise Jesus. Maybe Apostle, what he speaks is right. Me, I've ever heard you asking how the Spirit lead the children of God. And me, I wanted him see him move with him, leading him.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We are
people.
Bali ndanga omulema tumusonga
ko when we point on the limb like that, stand up, walk.
Nayo omunduku bumugezi by the Holy Spirit was in akoro obuntu obutini
imbora arabe gentle, simple, small, invisible things. Understanding gives you wisdom. After I will see us. He was being sprinkled in a dream. Sleep peaceful to the morning now.
Nayenga, abadde ayagala arabe.
But if one man wants to ship and these people
thank,
so we shall never come. And he said, let me first teach them.
Never
thank. And they may even fail in the same problems. And he said, let me teach them how to be done.
Now,
you're going to see different
miracles.
But
you
must be chief in giving thanks.
Amen.
For
it really
is done. We've not done thanks.
Iranga 31st
December.
We shall be here
from 4 to
6 midnight.
Thanking God. Everyone wherever they have come. And the troubles which have been on them.
Tujja kuba tusoma ku okulaba nga tuyingira mwaka guddako nga tuli baana
bakatonda. Next year when we are children of God.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu ba mirundi esatu abali mu nsi.
There are three types of people in the world.
Nayo mwaka ogujja tulina okuyingira nga ffe tuli bantu abo abasatu. Tuliko omuntu omu kwabo.
When we are not among the three, but we are one on those. And miracles
will
begin to be food to children from then onwards. For in us, there have been three types of people. But first, we're going to start the three
forms.
The children of the devil, the people of God, and the children of God. If you be the
son
of God, miracles, you're going to swim in them.
For
that is food to children. That's on 31st. All along the rest, knowing if
you're
a children of God, miracles flowing and even thanking God after.
What a
blessing being between God's people and his children. You are a person of God. God's people fight for their own to survive.
Children
of the devil go into sorcery and witchcraft. But the person of God you're hanging, you don't go to a shrine and you don't come to God, you're not sure what is there.
But
on 31st, bring your friends. We are going to have thanks and we started our heading.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
When you
separate our child of God appears,
that
miracles will flow your way.
The
child of God
is, they
are like this and that. You will understand them
that day.
God's people too, they pray.
And
they pray to that God. We pray to the child.
People
of God perhaps sometimes he helps them. They don't pressure them so much on what they ask. He says,
people,
you know, they are senseless children. Senseless children down there. But let's just give them afraid.
They will
become children. But the children put God on pressure.
My
children have not get
gotten.
Just like your children are. Tomorrow what they go to eat.
Month,
are we finished with their eating?
You can
think of the month, how more God on our miracles. Food to children. They put him on pressure and said, now, he's not gotten a job.
That is that.
I'm not paying attention for my child.
He
has just left from school from the house.
Precious
him with your child. But what you ask that you're a person of God. You keep praying, I'll be coming. If you want to get explained of that, or you wish someone to understand that,
you
shall be on 31st, that night,
from
4 to midnight. Midnight is already the next day. We enter the new year, and we go back to our
own.
We don't sleep here suffering. We never suffer. We are children of God. It's already a new year. It's midnight. What are we doing here else? Overnight has to end at what time? If it reaches midnight, we are in what world? I already slept through the night.
And I'm
still there. We are passing through the night again.
What's done by people, those are the people, they move to the other morning.
Until the sun has come out. Never realize the night ends at midnight. But the children of God, we have light. And we walk in the light of understanding. Now, brethren, we shall request you always have thanks. You've understood the mean and importance of thanks.
Briefly
pass through it, we may meant to speak much. But we can't finish all.
He
asks you a thanks of offering of his mouth. And he wants your mouth to thank.
He
wants your soul to thank. Besides holding with your hands,
you
can want your soul to thank him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When he gives
an example in Psalms 103 from verse 1.
What?
He says this.
Zaburi chikumi musatu onyulisoka.
Psalms 103 from verse 1.
Weraze mukama gwe meme yange.
You can
command your soul to thank the Lord. And it begins.
Weraze mukama gwe meme yange nebyo nebiri munda yange.
Buli ekiri munda mugwe kyebaze.
Everything within you to thank the Lord.
Omanyi mukama wafawe Yesu yali ayogera.
Our Master Jesus here was the one speaking.
Ayogera ku meme yokwebaza.
He spoke of his soul to thank.
Ayogera ku moyo omutu.
He speak of the Holy Spirit.
Nebiri munda muye.
And whatever is in him.
Butonde bonno buli muguno buli.
All creations in heavens and earth.
Yavayogera mu Yokana 14.
That's why he speaks in John
14:20. Ntikuna kuli muri tegera nga muri munze.
On that day you realize you are within me. I am in the Father.
He said,
praise the Lord, my soul.
He
said, the Holy Spirit, thank. And all the creations.
You
can command everything you need to thank. The eyes to thank.
They
always see very clear.
Yes.
After saying, God, you're worthy.
He hears the word of God.
And he said, God, you are worthy. Thank you. And the mouth are enjoying the life of what they speak. They say, Lord, their heart is the toys too are happy. And they and God, you are so great. The waist too is shaking itself. Every part of you can even thank God. I may want the ear.
And
read.
And
hear God speak. I pray.
And
you separate water with knowledge. Thanks is much. That's why you can't start it now. And we finish it. You can command whatever is on you to thank God. And the fingers lay something upon brains. And the mouth makes sing songs.
I'm going
to sing a thanksgiving song to God.
Zaburi chikumi musatu olunyiriri olusoka.
Psalms 103 verse 1.
Mwebaze erinnya lye tukuvu. Mwebaze mukama gwe meme yange. So tewerabira birungi bye byonna. Asonyiwe ebikolwa byo byonna ebitali bya butuukirivu. Awonye endwadde zo zonna. Anula bulamu bwe obulemu okuzikirira.
Yamuwa ensonga lwaki yalina okwebaza.
He gave a reason why he was to thank.
Awa ensonga emmeeme ye.
The reason with soul or his spirit. Whatever is in him, we gave a reason why they have to give thanks.
Zaburi echikumi musato olunyiri olwokuna.
Psalms 103 verse 4.
Anunula obulamu bwe obulemu okuzikirira. Akusaako engule y'ekisano okusasira okungi. Akusa akusa akamwa ke birungi obuvubuka bone budda bujja ng'empungu. Mukama akole eby'obutuukirivu. Atuukiriza emisango ku lwabo bonna abajogebwa.
Yagenda maso muwa okuwa emmeeme ye n'ebirimu ensonga lwaki birina
okwebaza.
Aye bw'ogenda mu Zaburi
14
olusooka ayogera
bw'ati.
Zaburi 14 onyolusooka. Webaze Mukama gwe emmeeme yange. Ayi Mukama Katonda wange.
Olwagamba emmeeme okwebaza.
Paul to thank.
We
speak of his spirit. It began to praise.
Zaburi 14 onyolusoka.
Psalms 104 verse 1.
Ayi Mukama Katonda wange, oli mukulu nnyo.
Ndudde mbulungi.
Repeat it.
Damu kuva kuri
from verse 1.
Zaburi 14 onyolusoka.
Psalms 104 verse 1.
Webaze Mukama gwe meme yange. Ayi Mukama Katonda wange. Oli mukulu nnyo.
Ememe neetandikira
wu. And the soul began to praise.
Osobola okulagira kimu ekiri ku mubiri
gwo. Command one by one in your body to thank and to praise God.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Oyinza ogenda mu Yobu n'ogamba amatuka testing ekigambo.
Go in Job and say, ears test the words.
Ng'omumwa bwe gutestinga olulimi olutestinga emmere.
As the tongue tests food.
Kati njagala weebaze Mukama olw'ekigambo ky'owulira.
For the word you hear.
Otugwe.
You hear.
Ng'okwata ebyawa.
And you get scriptures.
Yatonde eggulu n'ensi n'omukono gwe.
He created heaven and earth with his hand.
Era amagezi ge ge gaateeka emisingi gy'ensi.
Wisdom laid the foundations of the world.
And
you begin, and the
tories
begin to imagine of Jerusalem. Each can thank the Lord
for his
and the waste begins to
dust for God.
You are on the way, but praising God, you are great God.
They
find you home, you are happy and you are
going
to get from up and down.
You
read scriptures there and
you
look above to the Lord.
Jerusalem
is above and beyond. You are thanking God. That's why sometimes don't feel our joy. Don't show thanks to God.
You can
fill your toys with joy.
And
spend all the one being shoes.
And
you give thanks. And you even
have gifts
hands. Come your way, not knowing where they come from. This comes and give this.
They
are worthy to be
praised.
They served us so much.
And
the hands are welcoming just. Everything on you never give thanks. Every part of us is very, very mean. Even is not there.
Your
mouth. You
say
have no gift
of singing.
They can sing.
So
read Psalms as you sing. You too sing it. You are great. You are worthy to be praised. You play your guitar. You use your mouth. You don't know how to play guitar. You play your own. You are singing with your songs.
Yes.
Can your parts thank him? Let me play guitar for you, Lord. And you play with your mouth. Thanksgiving, you failed.
You failed.
Let's learn to give thanks to God.
Zaburi 14 olinyolusoka.
Psalms 104 verse 1.
Ayi Mukama Katonda wange oli mukulu nnyo. Oyambadde ekitiibwa n'obukulu. Eyebika omusana ng'ekyambalo.
N'atandika okumugulumiza.
He began to glorify God.
Oyo ememe ya Mukama wafu Yesu
yali mukwebaza. The soul of the Lord Jesus.
Kuogera ku moyo omutukuvu.
Speak of the Holy Spirit.
Yamugamba webaze Mukama ememe ya.
Thank the Lord, oh my soul.
Ememe na ayiwako.
And the soul began to praise the Lord.
Zaburi 14 olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Psalms 104 verse 2.
Eyebika omusana ng'ekyambalo, atimbe gulu ng'ejjigi. Asimbe mpaji zenjuze mumazi. Afule vile gari liye. Atambulira kujua watiro vye mpeo.
Na yasu wano kweba zabu okwa mmoti magu.
One who can thank within your heart.
Uteke duo kubano okumanya.
You must have knowledge in you.
Tuguru mizanga na kweba zabu yotamanya.
Don't glorify to thank what you don't know.
Yesu ye wazimu.
Praise Jesus.
So tetugena kumanga tusinga kao.
No, no, kweba beyond that on thanks.
Nyetu wagala kudaba ama kuruga free will.
We want to see the benefit of free will.
Okuwayo kuwache ya gari.
The free will offering. Many times this too is very hard. You know, to be there and to think, let me give. It's not easy. You see that they are, okay, you have your money home. Or you have any of your things.
There.
And you command yourself, let me give it.
You know,
this is what they told us.
Why you are
going to take your nation? So your soul. God will walk your nation. What we are used to. And we never knew
that
when you decide yourself in your heart, and it has much importance
to you.
Be tensioned with pressure. And words which are persuading you. You need to be like God. You are a child of God. God, what gives us is match even what we don't ask. Why?
For
he is a free will God on giving us. Just as he wills. You hear
it.
Even the gifts of preaching, he gives us as he wishes. Just as he wants. He wants.
But
you don't ask. He has to give you a gift. He can give you an apostleship, pastorship,
prophet,
and it's a gift he's given you. You've not asked for it. Who knows what to pray about on that? Who knows where they're prepared to be a pastor or an apostle? But he freely gives us that. He freely gives us. God speaks for him. If we connect spiritual things with spiritual truth, you know what he freely gives us.
There are
things he freely gives us. Oxygen.
Free.
Who asked for oxygen? Who asked for the sun to give light? But we want it. Who knew they would wish and they would want the sun? Who knew we would need the streams? But God knew that.
So, Colossians
2, he says,
verse 11 and 14 and 16.
If we connect spiritual things with spiritual truth, we know what God freely gives us. If
you're
a child of God, you must just feel in you and do them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's read of this Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
That's what God freely gives us. Many things God freely gives them to us. There is no praying for them. But in these days, we've taken long besides the one he put from the beginning.
It's
taken time God to freely give you. It's been very hard. Many don't have the Spirit of God. And they are not children of God. When we start concerning children of God, most of the things he freely gives you, maybe you never asked for a car and you see it there and it's brought for you. We shall see that on Sunday fast. What concerns children of God, God freely gives them most of things. They no more ask from him. And they get lunch for them. When you're a child, your mother is, does she wait for you to ask for
her?
She just thinks for you.
When
children by midday, they have to eat lunch.
They have to
have supper in the evening. That's what we speak of. What you will find on Sunday.
You
learn God is going to keep watch over you. As you be there. It is worked.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abraham,
as will be there in the same season, I'll come back and you have a child. Don't even ask me. I'll come back, you have him. If you realize that God, there are things He freely gives us. We as
the
children must learn to freely give out ourselves. See where is the need that you give out.
That
wants us to show that we appear like Him and His children. Romans 8:14 comes to pass. They led by God's Spirit as children of God.
You preach,
and the Holy Spirit has nothing much to tell you.
And he
said, let me see what he will be doing here. I see what
he's
going to do, as I've not told it to them.
I've
convicted, told them all along.
And let me see
whether they'll do it before I tell them. Most of us want to hear a voice from
God.
You see, there's the problem, you're waiting for a voice.
Say,
let me leave them.
See
whether this child has wisdom now.
They have got
a portion of me that they can be like me. And they see whether there's a need and they do it.
Even
our physical parents try to do that to us. And
it
leaves you home without giving you chores to do. You see, they who have matured, they can encourage themselves to do things themselves. That happened on me.
Won't
you when you're playing
with
football? Yet every time that you wash the dishes, go mop the house. This time when they never
asked,
everyone felt freedom.
They
found you have played
bang. They
kicked all the saucepans in the kitchen.
Now,
Father, sometimes let us see, what are you going to do in that moment?
When
the Spirit never speaks, and the scriptures to see, are they in you? Can you hear them and you do? Scriptures is the voice of God itself. You do like this. You want that. But this which says help, nothing, you don't
know.
That one is very slow, low in you, that voice.
There
is the Lord of hope.
Okay,
I will bless you in time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we must get from that and mature. If
he never
commands us, let's see what is needed and we give. It's the free will offering. Now to meet us through all the day, playing football, they who are into hide and seek, they who are playing the round game, the entire day we wasted in that. For God never signed us what to do. You remember those days? And they have left you home without commanding you what to do. And in the morning you find the mother and the father moved. You say, we too, it's our day. It is our day. They will go for the fire, we don't go to collect it.
And
you play mother and father. And you claim to be the owners of the home. And you do every stubbornness home. All the food remaining, the you get it and eat it off. All the
banana
leaves you throw off, you get the remaining food in it. All the firewood, get it out of the kitchen. The entire day you spend it like that. You are doing stubbornness home. Because your parents have
left
you. Check that what happens.
God
wants to command you, but it's a free will to give. It's to do. To do it freely.
It will
see how you play in his home.
He wakes
in the morning, he sees a sight.
And
the Holy Spirit rests. Not even an angel. All of them seek to wait and see. Let us see this child is there. What are they to do? And you say, yes. They
are
giving me freedom, what I'm going to do myself.
But
I know we shall mature. The word of the Lord, we eat that we mature.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
go read in Numbers.
Numbers 15.
Numbers 15 from verse 1.
Okubala esula ya 15 nnyoli soka.
Numbers 15 from verse 1.
Mkama nagamba Musa nti yogera n'abana ba Isiraeli obagambe nti bwe mulimala okutuka mu nsi gye munaatulangamu gye mbawa era nga mwagadde okuwaayo ekiweebwayo n'omuliro eri Mukama. Ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa oba ssaddaaka okutuukiriza obweyamo oba okuba ekyokuwaayo ku bwammwe.
Okiwaayo ku ki?
You give it freely on your own.
Eri kiragiro.
There is no command on this.
Eyo gye bayita free will
offering. That is what we call the free will offering.
Ogiwaayo nga gw'osazeewo.
Give it aside yourself.
Eri Katonda kuddawo mbu ate waayo waayo.
No God getting to tell you give out.
Eyo nno. Nkuru nnyo mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
That one is very major in the kingdom of God.
Tukeberera ddala obanga tukuze.
To check whether we've matured.
Obanga tuse ne bw'aba akuleseewo.
For if he's even left to himself.
Sobola okusigalawo n'otuukiriza byonna.
You can remain to fulfill all.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ne bw'aba akuleseewo kaseera katono.
Though he's left for a moment.
Osobola osigala ng'onywedde.
You remain strengthened.
Omanyayi na wagamba nabalekawo akaseera katini
nnyo. I have left you and abandoned you for a moment.
Naye mmwe ne mukyankalanira ddala.
But you totally rebelled from me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So free will.
No one is to command you. But you have to feel it in you. We have to learn it within us. To do it.
To
feel there is a need and you act on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know we had two seasons of making television of ourselves. We are not going to ask for the whites to give us money. Our white is God. Here God is going to test us on this. They with 4 million, 10 million, 5 million, you will see what we shall do over that. We begin with the call of the nation on television.
You have
the reasons to help the nation.
Amen.
But next year, we shall begin to plan on that.
Amen.
And we reach by March.
And
we have like 150 million. And we put the television in place. We shall put it in place. We are not going to go to England. But the white man goes together with us.
We too
are going to take the blessing ourselves.
Amen.
As they will come, when we already established things, they will do what will be remaining. Will they begin to have wisdom on us?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
You
know, they want to be wisekers as they reach. When we establish all things,
remember
we are building for ourselves. Most rich here, they ask whether they have whites here. As they build quick,
you
are the white pastor God has put there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Truly, it's just 1 year. Now
this
amen. Time you have to
do
to help this nation and entire world.
But
God has taught us all of faith that we use them well in all these issues. As he told us, this is first taught us.
To
see where there is a need, you give a free will there.
Don't
wait to prophesy. That saith the Lord. Get your land title. You sell it. Get away from
that.
You are a child of God. You can do as God. For God gives
birth
to gods.
Or
we are workers together with God. We are workers together with Him.
To work
with God, you must be understanding like Him.
You
need to work with God, yet you don't understand like Him.
We
decide you've heard it opposite. Many people say we are workers with God.
But
nothing you've ever proved that you are working with Him. Can you put a hand to put when He's not put yet? To begin to do before you see God. The message says, whether God will set us or not, He is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So you're not supposed to quit it, is
now we can align all that in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Numbers
let's see Numbers
29.
Okubala esula ya 29 olunyola 34. Nembuze nume emu okuba ekiweebwayo olw'ekibi. Obutasaako kiweebwayo ekyokebwa ekitaliggwaawo.
Katugende ku 29 tuyitembwa.
Let's go to 39.
Okubala esula ya 29 olunyola 39.
Number 29 verse 39.
Ebyo bye munawangayo eri Mukama mu mbaga zammwe ezaalagirwa. Obutasaako bweyamo bwammwe n'ebyo bye muwaayo ku bwammwe.
Waliwo bye tuwaayo ku ki?
There are things we give out freely.
Waffe.
We give it freely willed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Asa Katonda ateekako nti ogenda kiwaayo ku
bwammwe. God puts that you're going to freely offer it.
Kyeriyo omwoyo gw'ogenda awulira ng'akulungamye.
There is no spirit you hear Him lead you. Praise Jesus.
Omanyi abantu baali badde balinda ano.
Many people
wait
that the Spirit leads them here.
Other,
you must have wisdom. That is the eye of God. The eye of understanding. That here, they need
help.
There God tests you to see whether all the seven spirits are within you active and working.
And
the Holy Spirit never speaks in a voice, but in understanding, it speaks with you. The wisdom speaks with you. Now, if you waited a voice over that, God is going to, you're going to do it freely as you freely willed. Nothing like forcing you to do this and that. Nothing.
That
you're going to handle it yourself as a child of God. These free will offerings, they are called
the first, which
God commanded in the other way of God the Father. It's like a fasting which is free willed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's like a fasting God commanded.
He
is no more going to be telling you.
He
spoke once, now it's upon you. He told you
free will.
He told you give a free will, it is there. You are free to do it.
He
will no more command you and tell you over that.
He
wrote it once that you may understand it.
Free will.
That free will exists. And it has this importance. It's the first thing we hear God commanded it. But
he
spoke it once, never spoke of it again. He
said
you must stay hungry and you give them what to eat. And you see a naked person and you clothe them.
They
should not hear that you speak to you to do that. He wants you to see it and do it. And if you do that,
you know,
God commanded
even had to
come again and command it.
For
we can't be here and God begins to speak that enter a fasting to help your brethren. He spoke that is there. You are free to do it. It is you to delay on the way.
Or
to freely will and offer. God begins to block the gaps within you. And it's not you asking him. And because even you, in giving, you have not asked from any person.
Even
when he comes to give you, doesn't it come from an angel or any person? He doesn't wait for your prayer. He's not waiting for
that.
Now to understand importance more
free will.
Of the free will,
you
have to read Isaiah 58.
Isaiah esulayata na mumu nana onyoro soka.
Isaiah 58 from verse 1.
Yogerera waguru tota imuse dovozi lyonge kondere obulira abantu bango kusobya kwabwe ne nyumba ya Yakobo bibi byabwe naye bannonya bulijjo era basanyika kumanya amakubo gange ngegwange lyakolanga ebyobutuukirivu. Ne bataleka kiragiro kya Katonda waabwe. Basaba ebiragiro eby'obutuukirivu. Basanyuka okusemberera Katonda. Lwaki ffe okusiiba bwe boogera?
Omanyi tulina okusiiba kwe twalimu.
You know we have a fasting we've been into.
Okwa Jezebeli.
Of Jezebel.
Kwe yalagira abaana ba Isirayiri ne basiiba
bonna. Commanded the Israelites to fast the all nation.
Ne batta Naboth.
And they killed Naboth out of it. And they grabbed his vineyards.
It's
the fasting people have been into these days.
And
after they complained to God, why have we fasted? And you never laid your heart on it.
You've been
fasting with Jezebel to grab others' properties. To eat nations. That's what we complain.
Lord,
why have we fasted and you never laid your heart to eat?
Know there are
places you are always and every time you're fasting,
you're
giving a sacrifice to God.
But
you still complain
like
that. Why have we fasted and never minded us?
That
fasting God doesn't know that.
We're
already of the devils.
We
shall speak of it ahead.
Isaiah 58 verse
3.
Lwaki ffe okusiiba bwe boogera naawe n'otokiraba? Lwaki ffe okubonyaabonya obulamu bwaffe naawe n'otokissaako
mwoyo?
Lord, we trouble our lives.
Tusiiba ne twebonyaabonya.
We fast and we make suffer ourselves.
Naye n'otokissaako mwoyo.
But you've never laid your heart on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you fast,
you
keep your food and store it, and you awake, you eat the all of it. That God never calls it fasting. It's upon you knowing where you get it from. As you make your life suffer.
When you
do it in your own will,
which
we call the free will of fast fasting,
of
making yourself suffer.
You
shouldn't say God commanded you into that.
God
calls all spirits to give them rest,
yet
not to trouble them again.
It
gives us what we call the free will giving.
And it takes it
as our first thing, we decide our own.
Isaiah
58 verse 3.
Lava. Kulunako olw'okusiiba kwammwe kwe mulabira essanyu lyammwe mmwe n'emirimu gyammwe gyonna nga mukoze n'amaanyi.
Okola n'amaanyi obeera okola ku speedi
ekikekyabw'ogamba
nti abula ndi
mukusiiba
kumba osiiba olya olunaku
lwonna.
You're
thinking of only eating is what is in your mind.
Isaiah esulayata numomunana
Isaiah 58, verse
4.
That is not what we are into.
First,
I will fast for you.
I
still have grabbed your possession. That is the fasting of the devils.
And
the churches fast this form of fast. Fasting the fasting of the devils to grab things, to make people get foolish. You know, we have to fast for them.
And
to got in foolish and sold us their property or house. Isaiah 58:4.
Temusiba lero bwe mutyo no kuuliza ne mulize dobozi lya mumugulu okusiba kwe nalonda bokufana nawe kutyo
yalonda okuno
he chose this
nabuza nti naye oko kwe musibye
but the one you fasted rather
ufana kwe nalonda bwe kutyo
that I chose
ne mubonya bonyo bulamu bwa mu
you make your life suffer for nothing
toka bulikyo kadobonya bonya nga bugama nti katonde ya kugamba
you suffered yourself you claim God told you into that. But
we
brought this, the free will offering. What
you
will hear of to be given, which like of the person of God,
you
give them when no one commands you. You have to see it yourself. Command that is put in the Bible is there. You're not going to hear a fast telling you enter this fast. But we are within it all our lives.
Of
freely offering.
Isaiah 58:5. He
told you. The day you begin to make and torment your own body. You wake up, you claim you fasted.
You know,
we thought God is one of us. When we torment you, our lives, you are happy about that. Is it not that? I thought that initially. When we
press
and torment our bodies, God is happy about that.
But
what pleases him is joy from that.
Well,
told us if you never commit our bodies, God will not forgive us things. Means he was pleased of that. We torment in our bodies and lives.
Yet,
is the life if we torment our lives, we torment in him.
Isaiah 58:5.
You are there and you're all disfigured.
Oh,
you've made us suffer so much. You know you fast dry. And you reach, you don't have sight well. And you're looking like that.
Yes.
Jesus.
I don't know
if maybe some fellow person come, you don't see well.
Sometimes
you see demonic spirits passing.
Jesus, you are coming.
Jesus, Oja.
Isaiah 58:5. Echo chono ito kusiba.
You call it a fast and a day acceptable of God.
He
says one thing, friends. You said that you freely do that. But what he calls fasting, that is what he wants. You lose the chains of injustice. When you lose chains of injustice,
we
don't pray for people, we lose them. We see someone
has
reached 40 years.
He
has no home at all. He wants to marry, has no money. And we evolve ourselves to support. Instead of first raising money for wedding,
we
raise money for a job that they begin to work.
Amen.
For when they marry, they have to take care of the family. Isn't that? If you begin to see how they will marry, and where are they going to make their family live, and we take them from that
mkono.
King.
You,
God
didn't
tell you to pray for such a person.
Chikore,
do it, feel you, do it. Freely will, do it in love.
Amen.
Yourselves. Now you bounce it to God to lose them himself. He says you yourselves lose the chains of injustice. Lord, you are the one to lose them. They are chains of injustice. The devil is familiarized someone.
They
have never clothed the suits. You pray for them, Lord. Bring the suit. That is the chain of injustice. Finish it away.
Feel
you want to give it to them. Don't bring even a suit which is patched even. And it's come out. It's like that. It's all torn. And you bring it to give it to brother. Free will
something.
And it's something you would have felt you to, you need it.
Now this is a
fasting. But in the fasting, what we call the four type fasting. But this one,
it was so much in
free will offering, and you groomed yourself freely to do that. You know, there's people bring the
jacket
and I feel I want to give them.
They
take away your rugs.
You bring
a skirt. It's all torn.
You scratched
and the color got bleached. Now you're freely giving. You're giving because they've gotten old. Praise Jesus. I have my two coats, but they are both old. He said the one who has two clocks, let him give another. But both coats are torn a bit. Now I don't give them. Don't give them. Go look for money, buy for them.
Amen.
You two go to
take away the old and will bring the new ones.
Amen.
Go tell him for change. You give him a yoke of an old jacket or coat. You add another yoke and a scorn on them. They two are clothing a coat. You've added another yoke upon them. You've not set them free. You give them a trouser, you patch it. You patch the trouser. That I want to give.
Isaiah esule ya 5 8 onyolo mukaga.
Isaiah 58 verse 6.
Okufunda okulula emigwa eje chikoligo.
Waliwo abantu basibwa emirundi kumpi
ebiri. They have been tied both twice.
Emirundi ebiri musibe.
They are bound both twice.
Ayagala okuwasa.
They want to marry.
Neither so are they not gamba omuntu.
But they can't even propose to someone.
The
brethren will give them to go to set them free in that.
As
we have to handle them. To point on me the one you want.
This is gonna kufukira kati kojia
oja chitike. Uncle, you'll understand it.
Ah,
Some things are for us to do them. Don't wait God in that. An angry person will come home.
Like
you pray for them, the stomach will be heated up. Bring out food.
Pastor,
I'm hungry. And say, kneel down, I pray for your prayer.
God, I pray
you bring food for you. Pastor, get food, give the person. You
get a
prayer in that.
If you
don't have plan, ask for the neighbors.
Give
me some food, his brother is bad law.
That
finish for the neighbors, spent a day on it.
They have
family a day, they have not gotten anything to eat. But you pray for them, your stomach will be heated up. God, bring me food.
Why are
you praying now? Give a few weeks of praying. Put this plan aside and give them. Like your physical brothers, you did everything possible.
Isaiah, esule ya tano momu nana, olinyi yoro mkaga.
Isaiah 58 verse 6.
No kutera dalaba jogewa.
Kuta stand wajozi.
You set free the one they have oppressed.
Huyo abata inacha asobura kore.
Could do nothing.
Dandika muhimu yile uko na hawe.
Stand on their side. Feel you can help them.
The
people they just looking for
pan
to fly pancakes.
But you want to
pray for them.
Lord,
give them 100,000.
And
the angel brings it.
Wechi.
Which angel to bring 100,000? Will you have it in your pockets? Don't you waste it. You come back again.
Every time
we shall be on free will helping you, the same person.
You
find free will has changed to another person.
Isaiah esule ya tanu mumu nana onyoro mkaga.
Isaiah 58 verse 6.
Elamu menye buli chikoligo.
Febe njini fetu menye.
We ourselves break every yoke. Every yoke.
Mugenze muyambe oruganda yanju demone.
Help a brother and have introduced their spouse. You do the wedding at the same time.
Mulabe bagendo suru obali na nechitanda.
See if they are having a bed where they are going to sleep.
Nemo mubagize.
But you've done that with them.
Mugenze mwanju
ate mubali sa. You've abandoned them there.
Ebikolige mumba mbire se.
You've left some yokes in place. The occasional wedding.
Mulabe bagendo kumanga.
See where they are going to sleep.
Chisawe chirunji.
The field is very well. But you rent a house. You don't know where they're going to sleep even. As they are waking, the back is not stretching well. That you raised money for wedding.
You
think it's you ate the money. You helped you ate your food, you raised the money for. And you drank all the soda.
They
themselves need help.
After raised
money for wedding soda, ask how are they going to survive. But you raise.
Bring 50,000.
And they give you food and soda the entire day, you consume the whole of it.
It is that
we help them to marry.
We made
a wedding for them. You ate it yourself. Even the brides on the wedding
did
not eat. Did you eat even? There's no appetite.
We pushed
up the chicken. Our appetite was high.
Our
appetite was low. We ate everything. What about Eddie? Did you eat? They were there.
They ate.
They are already overjoyed and they are there.
Isaiah esule ya tano mumu nana onyoro msambu.
Isaiah 58 verse 7.
Siku gabira bayala mmereyo.
Gaba mulabo muyala muwe
mmere. You see someone angry, give them food.
Mwalie.
Give them to eat.
Okono no yikatonda akuita kusiba.
That too God calls it fasting.
Butuba tusome byo kusiba.
If we start a fast.
Na yito bikolera muche ya gali.
But we do it within free will.
Kirabe nga kigwani do muyala uyo.
Father an hungry person.
Muganda umuwe.
Your brethren give them.
Bubora byo muntu ngazeru na kulumo kujaro.
Come one down the village.
Ayagale cho kuli ali bo bimuwe.
You give them.
Munagwanga nayo sobulo muwe.
Even the strangers give them.
Nesiba kuwabulirunaka.
But not every day.
Akubaba oluganda mukanisha. Tibababera ke yongo mugugu.
The brethren the church shouldn't be on you like burdens on you.
Ngabukisera abaze sawa
na itaya. They call clear lunch. They are coming. They are coming. And they come.
Isaya esule ya 5:8 nyolo musambu.
Isaiah 58:7.
Noleta abafu abagobe ba mu nyumba yo.
Noba wako kaalu musambu.
You give the room to the ones who having now
things. Noba gaba nimba de miezi mukaka.
Tell them I give you 6 months.
Muimukise muina mpate milimo imuke milimo.
You rise up.
Musubira na mukwetongola
samu. Be independent of yourselves.
What do you want?
I've given you a year. Be here.
Yeah, kura kura.
Prosper.
The one that them
what kati. Would have put in renting?
Kure teka business.
You put in business.
Mwaka kukwera kumu na ugena.
It finishes as you go on.
It
shall not put this there.
Toteka ngomuntu na mare miyake vili uwo.
Kura kura na nawe ngoyonge na mubi. 2 years in your home and they don't progress and you maintain them there.
Katunabamu kuri debanga subroku yimu.
God has bought them time that they may progress.
Adamba damu kwe baka.
Others sleep in those years. They are sleeping. Put electricity for me.
Ebyo tujja kukufuba tulebise de oluganda ngolemedde tokula kula.
If you refuse to progress.
Tujja kujja yongolie tokula kula.
Come you are best.
Weba kabwe basoria buli.
You sleeping and eating.
Ukugobewo gendo oyiye.
Chase you go plan for life.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga omuntu ayimwe obunafu mu munda
muye. Person has lessness within them.
Wafuna wasura.
When they can sleep. They may sleep forever.
And you look
on your side, they say, brethren, no more give us their food. Do you want brethren? God came to save you, he will not make you accept by force. You have to decide.
There is part you
have to do to help yourself.
Yesu
yebazi. Praise Jesus.
So ngatuimira nawe.
I was stand with you.
Nge kanisa aboluganda benjawo.
Church different brethren.
Nawe funawo. Wisdom amanyi
kula. You to be strengthened and work.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Isaya sura ya 5:8 olunyolo musanvu.
Isaiah 58:7.
Bola bali obwerere no mwambaza.
No siba wengo yezimu.
And you fast those clothings.
No zimu anaya. Oba no siba sente.
Or you fast that money. And you buy them.
This is
a free will pass thing.
There's a
brother you see. The same dresses that the ones they put on.
You even
calculate them the week.
On Monday
they clothe this. The next Monday they clothe the same.
Maybe
come instead and come go shop some clothings.
Free will.
No one is to tell you that. But not every person.
Uruganda guomani de daroburu.
A brother you know very well.
Whom
you've searched well. Whom you've followed up well. Are we together?
You know,
gather rugs, you took the village. Let's
go to that.
We shall not gather rugs here. You two go and sell those rugs and bring money in them. Okay.
And
we buy brethren's clothing which are right and good.
Those
made us to be cast before God. For how dare you clothe a rug unto God? When
it's
peace
imagine,
when you clothed them, you clothed me. How dare you clothe a rug unto the Lord?
And you
bring a skirt.
It's
all patched. You've patched it.
Some of you bring clothing
are like sparks.
You
fail to, you have not been able to wash it. Now let me give it out. I feel I want to give it out because I can't wash it. It is like a sack. Another brings a dress. And you may think,
they
are going to be produced.
Whether
they are pregnant, they are in a maternity dress. And
I've
given them a dress. Now
and
you see your
sister's
you bring a dress which fits three people in it. That you are in the free will offering your giving. Another gives a trouser. You're going to tie it four times to fit you. All of it is not in shape. That
they
are in the free will offering. And I see another who is going to give birth. I want to give them my clothing. Call them, ask whether they work for them. They don't work for them, they'll get angered.
They
want to be helped.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's look into things how they are.
Isaiah 58:7.
God adds on the light of understanding when you are in the free will offering. Light of understanding increases. And you wonder how can I understand the scriptures well. Right now I understand.
So free will
bring things within your life. They don't ask for wisdom, God has to give it to you. Wise in scriptures, find yourself wise.
Light
of understanding increased in you. Some don't pray for them, you see them coming. The one who didn't have scriptures, you find every scripture coming, you capture it.
There
are things you have to be healed of. They quicken to come.
The
one who got healed in a week, you get healed in 1-2 days.
You
freely give up. Many people take long with their sickness.
Malaria
takes 4 weeks on someone. Or 1 month. God could heal you even in 2 days.
Like
never even if even a few
will.
He says, Mitu, I don't want to heal you now, let me wait. If they ask me, you can wake up in the morning and don't get healed until the month will finish.
It
will quicken some things and it draw close.
Amen. Isaiah 58:8. No tukirivu bwole kukulembera. Ekitibwa kya Mukama kyekiri kusemba.
Ekitibwa kya Mukama mwe mtukuvu yatandika ga mutufu.
Holy Spirit begins to say.
Mwana namulekawo na isibu yamana nako bintu nga ebigwani.
Abandon them but want to do other things.
Saha mugamba kintu kyonna nayo olwokuba yali mwana wo.
Because they are your child.
N'ebigambo byo biri mu ye.
Yakolaga
ebigambo ewe biri.
Did as their words are in.
Yavayo nabera mujulizi nanga mu mutufu muwe.
Witnesses and says give them.
Muwe nga tanaba na kusaba.
Give them before they ask.
Isaiah 58:9.
As you are to speak with God,
he
is already answered
for
the free will offering.
When
you cry, you say, my son, why are you crying right now?
Right.
Now you've been crying the past seasons. And God never appears.
Isaiah esura ya 5:8 onunyiriyo olw'omwenda.
Isaiah 58:9.
Bono janga wakati w'ekikoligo. Okulaga olunwe.
Bino byonna olanga mfocho okulaba omuntu n'omusonga songa.
Instead of seeing someone and pointing them.
N'ogala ayambala obugoye.
See they clothe one clothing.
Alaba bulabinga mukyuse.
You change them.
Bwaba ayambala ebisikati bya bitano bitano.
If they clothe skirts of 500.
Ebisikati atutamya ayambala bisikati bwa bitano.
Speaking about them of 500 skirts they clothe.
Gino mutwara omugulire ku zeta neze
emikwa. Buy them of the ones of 10,000.
Don't
rather point in them.
Receive.
You fast that.
For
this God calls it fasting.
In
what is called fasting.
Free
will, you have to feel it like as you. In what to offer. These are the importances coming from them.
Isaiah 58:10. Onyoro mwenda bojanga wakatiwo ekikoligo okulaga olunwe n'okwogera obubi n'omujirawo muyalo bulambo n'okusobola mbo obulamu abonyabonyezebwa kale musana gone gulyoka gukuviirayo mukizikiza n'ekifuukyo kiribanga ettuntu.
Where you
are not understanding well, you begin to understand.
Era mukama na kulungamyanga ennaku zonna.
Bibamu n'okulungamizibwa kwennaku ki?
Supposed to be led all your days.
Ennaku zonna mukama abayi n'okulungamya.
God has to lead you.
Abatagenda kulekerera.
He's not going to forsake you.
Kubanga akimanyi ne bw'abatabaddeewo osobola okukola ebigwana.
Though he's not been there, you can do things worthy.
Ne bw'abatakulagidde.
Though he's not commanded you.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga olwali tugenda kuba tukoma wano.
Today we are going to end here.
Tumusabe mukama.
And we ask God.
Atusasire.
That he has mercy on us.
Mubingi byaza atukolera ntutebaza.
In all he's done for us, we never thanked him.
Nebo atuleso okulaba obanga tuli baana abatuukiridde.
Even when he left us to see whether we are completed children.
So bwe okuwaayo kwa kyeyagala.
That we can give a free will offering.
Naye tutayinza.
And we could not.
Tumusaba atuwa amaanyi n'obugabirizi.
He empowers us and provides for us.
So bwe okukola naffe bwe.
That we can do like that.
Kumulundi guli tujja kudda tulabe.
Other time we shall come back.
Kubanga abamu bagamba okusiiba si kiweebwayo.
Others say fasting is not an offering.
Tujja kudda tulabe okusiba okw'emirundi
ezo. Come back see the first one.
Obanga ddala.
And see whether it's an offering.
Oba nedda.
Or not.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Buluka ku bigere byo
tusabe. Arise in your feet, we pray.
Kitaffe omulungi tukwebaza. Kabaka nanyini buyinza. Nankitiibwa nanyini magye. Weebale gwe atuyigirizza okugasa ne leero. Nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Isaiah 5:8 17. Yegwe mukama atuyigirizza okugasa. Weewaawo mukama n'olwawo tufunye okuyigirizibwa. Era weewaawo tunaafuna okuganyulwa mu ekyo. Era ng'okutanula kaakano. Weebale mukama w'abakama era kabaka. Tujja gy'oli n'okusaba n'okwenenya. Ayi Katonda ffe nga watugamba. Mba Filipo nnyonyola 6. Timuntegeeze nga bimwegala okuyita mu kusaba, okuyita mu kwenenya. Sebo naffe olwaleero tuli wano tugenda mu maaso. Buli kinomu ku ffe ng'ayimusa eddoboozi lye okutegeeza byetaaga okuyita mu kusaba ne mu kwenenya. Tuzze gy'oli ssebo Katonda waffe Kitaffe ow'omu ggulu. Ayogerwako mu Matayo 23:9. Tetulina Kitaffe mulala yenna okuggyako ggwe ali mu ggulu. Naffe tuli wano okutukuza erinnya lyo nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Matayo 6:9 n'okukiira. Kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo tukuzibwe. N'obwakabaka obujje n'ebyagala bikolebwe mu nsi ekolebwa mu ggulu. Kale tuulidde okuyigirizibwako ng'amu omwentu ku bwe yagamba mu Mika 4:4 nti bonna balijja ku lusozi lwa Mukama okuyigirizibwa. Era tewaliba n'omu biro ebyo aligamba munne nti yigirizibwa. Mukama olwaleero tuyize era twongedde okutegeera n'okubikkulirwa omugaso oguli mu biweebwayo ebyasigalawo nga ebiweebwayo ebyokuwaayo kwa kyagalire ebiweebwayo ayi Katonda waffe ebyokwebaza. Otuyigiriza Mukama okugasa nga bwakubiza mu Isaiah 2:2. Oyogera nti balijja ku lusozi lwa Mukama okuyigirizibwa. Otukoze bulungi omwoyo omutukuvu atusomesezza. Wayogera osinziira mu Yokaana 4:26. Omutukuvu alijja alibayigiriza byonna alibajjukiza byonna. Otukoze bulungi kigambo kya Katonda Mukama waffe Yesu. Oyita mwoyo omutukuvu atuyigiriza leero okugasa. Weebale kabaka. Era buli kinomu ku ffe ng'ayimusa eddoboozi lye gy'oli. Kubanga tutuukiridde kankano nga bwe kiri mu Yobu esuri ya bini mwesatu tisingamba demmanyi mukama jenandi kusinkanye nechifeke ntebe yo otura kale nandi juse bigambe byensonga mukama akange kale nandi bireso joli ayikatundafu era nandi ndi dokula bachiwande zisemu wandi nenyezo rwebyo tinedda na yaba tukrivande nyumiriza kurwecho mukama wanga tubade tutambula kumkono ogwaddo bade tukulaba naye kuwa kono ngali tukulaba ngabatudde mabega era watatuka ngokola tubade tukulaba mukama naye waliwo mukama tutegedde era tunayongera okubikulibwa okutegera nokulaba ngokola masekati gaffe otukoze bulungi sobe kabaka baka baka tuyimusa amalowoozi gaffe ogaleeta gyoli mukwetonda ne mukwenenya kwonna olutakoze bulungi kwebyokwebaza ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa kubanga ogambye ng'osinzira mu zabuli eyaataano olunyolwa omwesatu tiawe saddaaka yokwebaza akugulumiza mukama otugambye mu Luka essula eyokutaano omusajja n'omugamba bwamala okumuwonya agende yeebaze aweekiweba ekyokwebaza era tuwulidde mu Luka 17:11 okukeera ng'olagasiba katonda ffe omwesigwa ti omusajja abagenga ekkumi bawonyeze wabagamba bawone mukama ne batanula okuwonyezebwa naye omu ku bo ye yakomawo aye katonda ffe n'akwebaza n'omugamba awonere ddala mukama kikulu okwebaza kubanga kisanyusa kyongerera ddala okutuwonyeza ddala kyongerera ddala okutuwa essuubi kyongerera ddala okunyweza ebyamagero byaffe naffe olwaleero mukama tukwenenyeza wonna wetubadde nga tetwebaza wetubadde nga tukudiza kibona ttaano ebitundu byaffe ebyomubiri nga tebikwebaza babe tudde mu zabuli eya 13 ogamba nti webaze mukama gwemmeeme yange ne mwenna ebiri muuze twawulira mukama waffe yesu eddoboozi eryo tutegedde nga lye liryo bwewayogera mu Yokaana essula 14 olunyolwali olwali oyogera nti kunaku lya eri mulitegeera nga muli muuze nange ndi mu kitange se olwaliro tukugulumiza tukuliza ekibona ettendo era naffe tumanyi nga emmeeme zaffe ziyimuka ziranwaleero okwebaza n'okugulumiza n'okuddiza ekitibwa n'ettendo era mukama ebitundu byaffe eby'omubiri gwaffe byonna emitima gyaffe amagezi ebigere emikono ebiwato aye katonda ffe amaaso gaffe amatu gaffe mukama amagezi gaffe ganaakutenderezanga ganaakugulumizanga gakuddiza ekitibwa n'ettendo aye kabaka bakabaka nga tuleeta n'okwebaza kw'emikono gyaffe kale onaatwanguyizangamu okuwona onaatuddizanga mukama webale kabaka bakabaka kubanga otusaasidde kubanga otusonyiwe otusonyiye wagamba mbalwekaana esooka essula esooka onyolwomunana paka olwekkumi ni bwe mukkiriza nga muli boonoonyi nange ndi mwetegefu okubasonyiwa olusaasire era osonyiwe kabaka bakabaka wonna wetubadde tutebaza wonna wetubadde tutagulumiza nga tukuliza ekitiibwa olw'ebyamagero ebingi byotukoledde okuwonyezebwa okw'enjawulo kale otanula okuva leero mukama n'okudda mu maaso oyongereyongere ebyamagero byo olw'okwebaza kuno n'okuyigiriza okungi kw'otuwadde sibo kabaka bakabaka obadde okola masekati gaffe naye nga tulabisiddwa ne tutayinza kusiima newakubadde okwebaza wanenya abaana ba isirayiri bwe bali bava e misiri nga bagenda mu nsi ekanani wayogera mu kyamateeka ey'30 ng'ogamba nti ebiro byonna baamimala bazibe b'amaaso nga tebalaba era engatto zaabwe zaakulangamu nabo n'ebyambalo byabwe naye baali tebazibuse maaso gaabwe okulaba n'obanenya nnyo mukama naye naffe leero mukama wabaddewo okunenyezebwa akaseera tukwenenyeza tusaba otusaasire bingi by'otukoledde otuwonyeza endwadde otuwonyeza okuyiganyizibwa mu birooto twali tutugibwa nga tetutegeera tutambulira mu nsi ekizikiza naye mukama otugaziwaza otuwadde omusana ogw'ekigambo kyo tukwebaza tukugulumiza tukuliza ekiba n'ettendo otwongereyongereko omusana n'ebyamagere byebingi aye katonda ffe omwesigwa bikolebwe mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu omwana w'omulamu tukwebaza mukama otuyigiriza ku biweebwayo ebyakyeyagalire tibadde otugezesa okulaba obanga tulinganga ggwe obanga tuli zadde lyo ddala kubanga buli ekizaalibwa katonda kiwangula ensi nobwayogera mbalewe kaana esooka essula eyo ey'okutaano mukama tuyimusa amalobozi gaffe buli kinna omu nga tasirise mukwebaza mukwenenya aye katonda waffe n'okukusaba kwonna okugwanidde oluvannyuma lw'okusoma kuno kubanga nkano tuba tukuvu olw'ekigambo kye tuwulidde nga bwewayogera sibo katonda waffe tukwebaza kubanga otuyigiriza okulabika nga tuwangayo otugambye nti tusobola otegeera katonda byotuwa obuwa nga mubakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'okubiri olunyolo 12 mukama naffe obadde oyagala okutulaba obanga tuyinza okuwaayo okuwaayo okwakyeyagalire nga totukase mukama otugezesezza n'otuleka mu nnyumba n'okera ku makya n'otambula nga kitaffe era nga nnyaffe mukama waffe yesu n'omuntu ku bunodda wabali nga totulagidde olabe bye tunaakola ne tukola obuvuyo bungi mu nnyumba yo nga bwe kyawandikwa mu Efeso essula ey'okubiri olunyolo 19 tuli ba mu nnyumba yo tuli ba mu kika kitukuvu sibo katonda ffe naye mukama bw'otuleka awo bw'otaatulagira tetwasobola kukola nga kyeyagalire twalinda okulimbibwa mu nsi muno era n'okulagulwanako tulyoke tukole tusaba otusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu obwo kulino tuyige okukola nga ggwe bw'okola mukama tuyige okubeera nga ggwe tukulabireko mukama waffe yesu bayibuli yetugamba
Yuno wa higo kugonda. Notu kano kuwele omweleza. Ereo mudu. Ayi katuna fenoku tukina da kufa. Ngamba Filipu bili wetu gani. Nafo ruwayo. Tukuro kutuka kuchigiracho. Wayoke na mefese sule yokuwa. Onyoro mwenda. Pako roku kuminetano. Tuino tuko kutuka okura. Tukure okutuka kuchigiracha Yesu. Nafo ingatuse mwodo kukura. Evime njini biyoyo ya gara. Ayi kabaka wafumwesi kwa. Chutafo etu kuwebasa. Tukukurumeza kwa tuigiriso kugasa. Tukurize shiba netendo kabaka baka baka. Tusawe moyo wa kurukute masekate gafu. Atambule masekate gafu. Ejire wa mareka abali nobu gabirisi. Bajeba tukabire mkama. Ngatuwa ayo kwa ayo kwa fe. Okwa chia garire. Okwa ayo mkama. Okwa alagiru wa mkama sebo mbwe ya mo. Nemukuwa ayo kwa nokwa chumaze kuminevi webu ayo. Evi nevi ya sigarao. Kalo ula mista maanyiko. Ula msebi ya magere vyo. Okutanu na leono gene maso. Tunjuelenga tubulile chigambo cho. Mwari njiri ya mkama afa Yesu. Amina. Makuwa mkisa.
God bless you.